From NPR News, this is Astrid Conrad. The 29th and the 30th of September mark the 20th year for the North Quabbin Garlic and Arts Festival. The Garlic and Arts Festival is a family festival held on a glorious farm in Orange, Mass. The festival runs smoothly, rain or shine, thanks to the 20-some organizers and around 200 volunteers that keep the happy, well-run vibe. The famous festival that stinks is celebrating their 20th year of smells with the slogan, "Still stinking after all these years." The festival is run almost completely by volunteers. There are no paid staff, no CEOs. It is just organized only by 20 neighbors who care about the community and the arts. The rustic farm where it is held is owned by festival committee member Dorothy Forrester. It is a beautiful piece of land surrounded by wonderful autumn foliage and is protected for conservation, wildlife, and generations to come. The festival is not only famous for its garlic and love for the local arts, but it is also famous for helping the earth. In 2017, there were only 3 bags of trash from the 10,000 visitors. Everything else is composted or recycled, and the festival makes use of renewable energy. Biking, carpooling, and hiking are encouraged as ways to arrive. The drinking water is free and distributed in recyclable cups around the site, so there is no use for plastic water bottles. All of the vendors and exhibitors at the festival are all local people in or around the North Quabbin area. The dance studio from Orange performs every year at the festival. The Inside Out Dance Company is made up of local teens around North Quabbin. The Garlic and Arts Festival is a part of so many people's lives and yearly routine. It is a true family-friendly place. You can get more information on the Garlic and Arts Festival on garlicandarts.org. garlicandarts.org. This is NPR News.